maybe got us a problem. The wizard stopped chewing on something he had had in his mouth all morning. He peered at Willow with narrowed eyes. Willow's style was getting to him. Back in Dadiz, there was these little brown guys about so high, skinny and wrinkly, that was watching us. I asked Cordy and Blade. They seen them, too. Smoke looked at the woman. She looked at Willow.
Not someone you made an enemy of coming south?
Willow laughed. Hey, I don't have no enemies. No, there's nobody like these guys anywhere between Roses and Taglios. I never saw anybody like them before. I figure that means it's not me they're interested in. She looked at Smoke.
Did you notice anyone?
No, but I wasn't watching. It seemed unnecessary.
Hey, Smoke, you always watch, Willow said. This here's your basic unfriendly old world. You better always be on the lookout when you're traveling. There's bad guys out here. Believe it or not, not everybody's as polite as you Taglians.
Swan returned to the bow.
That dolt wizard never even noticed the brownies. The guy's got lard for brains.
Blade took out a knife and whetstone and went to work.
Better sharpen up. Edge might dull down before the old boy wakes up and sees we're under attack.
It was a 300-mile passage to the second cataract, where the river scampered nervously between dark and brooding hills, as though too wary to stay in one place long. On the right bank, the haunted ruins of Chon Daelor stared down on the flood, reminding Willow of a heap of old skulls. No traffic had passed along the right bank since the fall of the Pain God. Even animals shunned the area. On the hilltops beyond the left bank were the ruins of the triplet cities, Odd the First, Odd the Second, and Odd the Third. Stories Cordy had heard coming south said they had sacrificed themselves to bring the Pain God down. Now people lived only along a narrow strip beside the cataract, in a walled city 1 street wide and 10 miles long, perpetually nervous about ghosts from the wars that were. They called their bizarre city Idon, and had the weirdest bunch of quirks anyone ever saw. Travelers stayed in Idon only as long as absolutely necessary. Likewise, many of the people of Idon themselves. Passing through, keeping his eyes open while pretending to be gawking at the weirdos, Willow noticed little brown guys skulking everywhere.
"Hey, Smoke, you eagle-eyed bastard. You see them now?"
"What?" "He don't," Blade said. "Better sharpen me a couple more knives."
"Pay attention, old man. They're all over like roaches."
Actually, Willow had seen only 8 or 9, but that was plenty enough, especially if they had the Shadow Masters behind them. They had somebody behind them. They made that clear soon after the Radisha found a boat for the trip to Thresh and the Third Cataract. They got around a bend in the river, where it flowed through country that looked like it was left over from the war between the triplet cities and Chon Daelor. And here came 2 fast boats, loaded down with little brown guys, rowing like the winner of the race got to become immortal. The crew the Radisha had hired took maybe 20 seconds to decide it wasn't their squabble. They dived overboard and headed for the bank.
"You see them now, Smoke?" Willow asked, starting to ready his weapons. "I hope you're half the wizard you think you are."
There were at least 20 brown men in each boat.